This is Vincent Irene with Blast Furnace Radio. We are once again in Harrisburg to fight the transit hikes and the service cutbacks. And your name is?
Galen Tyler.
And you're with?
The Kensington Welfare Rights Union and the Pennsylvania Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign.
Now, what are they proposing in Philadelphia in terms of cutbacks in services and rate hikes?
Well, they're right now they're talking about increasing it from, which is a $2 fare, which is pretty high already, to like a $3 increase, like 50 cent over like for like the next 2 months, you know what I mean, increasing it a dollar, I think it's like 40% or something like that. They're increasing it and cutting services on the weekend.
Entirely on the weekend?
Not entirely, but cutting it back where it'll make a significant cut in far services for people who travel on the weekend for going to the hospital for dialysis, to trying to get treatment, to trying to just go to church and stuff like that on Sundays.
Now, there seems to be a lot of money for a lot of other roads and for turnpikes and fancy different types of transit. Why do you think all over Pennsylvania they're cutting these different services and raising the fare hikes when it's obvious that the money is there?
Well, I think it's coming from much higher than the state. I think it's coming from all the different cuts that's happening on the national level that's affecting the states, and the states are figuring out how to get money, you know, from different angles and cutting services from, you know, different social programs to healthcare benefits to different jobs losses throughout the state. I think it's just truly about trying to figure out how to use the money for their needs versus the needs of the people.
Now, you've been following this. Do you think that we're going to at least win some type of Band-Aid today?
I'm sure of it. I think the governor, you know what I mean, should be committing himself and his administration to work with the General Assembly to ensure that there is mass funding, you know what I mean, for mass transit in the state of Pennsylvania.
And how many people came from Philly today?
A lot of people came from Philly, about 40 from my organization, and the train that we came up on was full from the front to the back with people coming up here to talk about the cuts and services.
So there's not only buses coming from Philly and car caravans, but actually trains.
Trains as well. When we was getting on the train, we saw about 10 buses sitting outside of 16th and JFK on their way up here to Harrisburg as well.
Well, the Kensington Welfare Rights Organization is known all over the country, and on behalf of people from Pittsburgh who are fighting too, thank you.
No doubt. Thank you.
This is Vincent Irene in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. People have come from all over Pennsylvania, from Wilkes-Barre, from Chester, from Philadelphia, from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people to protest a rise in rate hikes and cuts in services.
If we have to,
Steve, today we're here again in Harrisburg, and what is going on today?
Well, we're standing outside the east wing of the Capitol building, and it's about 33 degrees and raining. And there's a whole lot of people for a change, but I don't know how many, but I can't see over no one's head, so it's a big crowd. Why are we here? For the same reason we've come here seven times before, to try to get the funding we need to keep our public transit systems in Pennsylvania running.
Now today, seven buses came from Pittsburgh. What is there in hope today for a Band-Aid or for sustainable funding?
Sustainable funding, if it's going to come, will probably not come until sometime in the summer. As much as we hate to see it, I think one thing we need to do is we're going to be begging Governor Rendell for a Band-Aid. But the deal is, he can ask for, say, $70 million to be flexed from highway construction to help public transit, not just in Pittsburgh, but all over the entire state. And people need to know there's over 70 transit entities in Pennsylvania. So that's going to help a lot of people. But lots of people have to sign off on that deal, and a lot of them don't want to do it. So even that is tenuous. General Assembly, the people who make the laws, they've been pittering with this now for years, and they haven't done anything yet. SEPTA, which serves many thousands, millions of people, is in deep trouble now, so that's the big crowd. People are sensing that if they don't get out and do something, we could actually end up with a state without any public transit in it.
Well, we've been here with 14 people, and now we're here with thousands of people. Do you think this will make a difference?
I don't know. It all depends on if the legislators are got any compassion or not. I think that has a lot to do with it. If they just see this as an orchestrated event where unions and activist groups turned out their members to come and make some noise, they'll write us off. But if they have compassion, if they see that that's not the case, that there's people here, regular people, who are losing a day's work, standing in the cold rain, feet soaking wet, bladders bursting, all because they need public transportation, they got to realize that they got to do something.
Listen, thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Let the air we breathe. Public transportation is important. And for our elected officials, it is not just a village issue. When they were elected, they were elected to the state house, to the state senate, to governor. That means they have to represent us all. But there's been one elected official on the issue of public transportation that have not been silent, that have not been hiding, that have not been bringing up the rear, but out front, standing up for public transportation. Please welcome the mayor of Philadelphia, John Street.
Thank you. Are you having a good day?
Yeah.
Are you in the right place?
Yeah.
Is it the right time?
Yeah.
Are we for these fare increases?
Yeah.
Are we for these service cuts?
Yeah.
Are we going to tell people about it?
Yeah.
Are we going to keep on telling them about it?
Yeah.
If necessary, will we come back again?
Yeah.
Will we stay here until something is done about it?
Yeah.
I heard that. You know, let me have your attention for just a minute. Because this is perhaps the most serious issue that we have faced in Harrisburg in a long time.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of months ago, well, let me just say this before I say that. What about a hand for all these labor leaders that are up here today? What about a hand for all these labor leaders? Community leaders and all these folks who are determined that this Commonwealth is going to do the right thing by the common people of our city and our region and our Commonwealth. That's right. The common, everyday, regular people.
Yeah.
And it always amazes me that when we have an issue that affects poor people, that affects everyday, God-fearing, hard-working union members, members that live in the neighborhoods of our cities, the people that inevitably stand in front of the rally are the labor leaders and the labor community in our commonwealth. Always, somehow, they are always there. You know, there are so many times when these issues will affect business, they will affect all kinds of other communities. Somehow, the people who are willing to make the strong statement to the elected officials of our city and of our commonwealth, it always falls the responsibility of the labor community. The labor community is out front, and then they wonder why so many of us feel so strongly that it is the labor community that in many cases and in most cases best represents the interests of poor people, of working people, of those people who need our help, who need our services. And I want to thank all of these people here, all of them, the statewide labor leaders, the labor leaders from Philadelphia, all of them, because they never, ever let us down. Sometimes the politicians will be out front. Sometimes they'll be so far behind the end of the train that you won't even know they're there. And I want to thank them. And I'm proud to be here. You hear me? I'm proud to be here. Because we ought to be here. And I'm a little disappointed that there aren't more elected officials out front on an issue that is critical to people. Now let me tell you a minute. I promise you I'll be brief, no matter how long it takes. You hear me? I promise I'll be brief. But I will tell you something. A couple of months ago, I said I was going to start riding Scepter. I said I was going to get on a bus or two every now and then, like regular people get on the bus. Let me tell you about my first ride. Let me tell you about my first ride. Because I went down to 16th and JFK, and I got on the number 124 headed to King of Prussia on a Sunday morning around 10:30. And let me tell you something. I looked on that bus. The people that were on that bus were people who lived in the city that were going to work at the King of Prussia Mall. That's where they were going. They were going to work. Some of them looked like they didn't have very much sleep from Saturday night before. But you know what they were doing? They were going to work. And I heard one man get on the cell phone. It happened to be a young brother who got on the cell phone. He said, yeah, you know, but I need the job. That's what he said. He was explaining. Now, I don't know who he was talking to. Sounded to me like he might have been talking to some woman friend of his or something. But he said, I need the job. And I gotta go. I have to go. He is a person who was down there on a Sunday morning, headed out to King of Prussia to work a job that I believe was his second job. I don't think that was his first job. He might have been a member of one of these unions. He was working a second job on that bus. Now, what are we going to tell him? We're going to tell him we're going to cut out the 124. We're going to tell him that in order for you to go to this part-time job in King of Prussia, we're going to charge you 20, 30, 40% more. What? After a while, you know what he's going to say? Going to that job isn't worth it. And it is unfair. Because here's a person, we are not here advocating on behalf of those people who are lazy and shiftless and don't want to work. These are good, decent, hardworking people that only want a fair chance to make it in our city and in our commonwealth. It is unfair to them. It is unfair to them. It is unfair. And then I took another ride. I took a ride about 3-4 Fridays ago. I woke up in the morning, and they said, now, you know, when I wake up in the morning, I got like a police car sitting out there. I got Marion Wimbush that has the car all warmed up. I decided maybe I don't need to get in this van this morning. It's 5 degrees, and the wind chill made it feel like 5 or 10 below zero. And so then I decided, well, if I'm not getting in that van, I gotta figure out what I'm gonna wear. Y'all know about that. Because when it's cold out there, you gotta figure out what you're gonna wear. And then I decided, well, now I can't wear like them regular clothes that I wear when I'm just going to City Hall in the van. I had to put something special on. Now that means I gotta figure out what I'm gonna wear when I get to City Hall. See, when you use public transportation and you go out and stand on them corners, life is different. Life is different. And so I go out to the corner of Broad and Master. And I do like you do. I look north, way up the street, because I want to see is anything coming. And you know how y'all do? You get way out on the street because you want to see is anything coming. And I look and it was nothing coming. You hear me? It was nothing coming. Then I had another decision to make. Am I going to stand on the corner or am I going to walk? Because sometimes it's easier to walk when you wait for the bus than it is to stand on the corner. So I started walking. It took me so long and I walked almost to City Hall before a bus came. And then when I saw the bus, I had to decide whether or not I was going to give up my token and get on the bus, or am I going to walk all the way into City Hall, because it was only about 4 blocks left.
Okay.
Well, it was so cold out there, I decided to give up the token. I decided to give up the token. Now, let me just say this, because something special happened. But I want to congratulate the transit workers. I want to congratulate all those folks, just because this is what happened. Let me tell you what happened out there. Because people talk about the people that drive the buses. Oh, they talk about them. Sometimes they talk about them real bad. But let me tell you what happened to me. I went out there and I looked, we saw the bus, and somehow the bus got past me. And the bus got past me, and I'm trying to run. Now I got to try to catch the bus. And the bus driver went past the red, the light, because the bus driver had a green light and nobody was waiting for the bus. This driver looked in the rear view meter, saw us running, and waited for me on the other side of the street. That was a great thing, people. That was a great thing. That's what this bus driver did. Now, he didn't know this was the mayor he was waiting for. Oh, no, he didn't know this was the mayor, because you wouldn't have recognized me that day, because I had on more clothes than the law ought to allow. Big hats bundled up everywhere. But this was a driver that saw a pedestrian, saw somebody that needed to get on the bus.
Yes.
And you know what? Some of the things that are said about these drivers are not fair, because there are good drivers out there.
Yeah.
And I just happened to run into one. Now let me tell you, that ain't the only experience I had. Am I taking up too much time? We all got on the bus and we went down to that Wachovia Center. I get on the bus, I sit next to a lady. She's just a lady that's hitting the lick out there working. This is what she told me. I ride 1 hour and 30 to 1 hour and 45 minutes every day one way. So she has a 3 to 3.5 hour round trip ride on SEPTA. She told me it costs her $93 a week, a month, for that trans pass. And she also said that she makes $10.25 or 75 cents an hour. Now, you ask yourself, you cut back her service, you make her wait longer, you charge her more. How long is she going to be willing to work a job where she can't get there, and to get there costs her more money? She's not going to do that forever. And so the people that we are working for are the regular people, folks. We are working for the little people in our city. We're working for the little people around the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania who don't have a whole lot of choices. They don't have police officers waiting for them in the morning to drive them around. They don't have, you know, all the conveniences that some of the rest of us have. And we owe it to these people to just say no to these service cuts and to these fare increases. Now let me say this about the members of the General Assembly. Because they have an opportunity to make this right. You hear me? They have an opportunity to make this right. All we want them to do is make it right. Let me hear you say make it right. Make it right.
Make it right.
Make it right.
Make it right.
Now, we're not up here. We don't want to threaten anybody. We're not up here to call anybody any names. But let me tell you something. Somebody has to take the responsibility to make it right.
Make it right.
And the message that we are here to send is very simple. There are people out there who are depending on you. There are people, there are businesses out there who need their employees to get to work. There are little people, regular people. Without public transportation, the quality of their lives is gone. The senior citizens, the elderly, those people who, but for public transportation, can't get to church. They can't get the doctor's appointments. They can't get to do the things that they ought to be able to do in a great city, in a great commonwealth. That's what we're here to say. And let me tell you something. When they do the right thing, we'll be out here congratulating them. When they do the right thing, we are out here congratulating him. But let me tell you something. They shouldn't think somehow that this is not serious. Because this is serious. It is serious. And so let me say this to you. We are going to make our presence known on this issue.
Yes.
If we have to come here again, we will come again. If we have to come here in April, in May, in June, during the course of this budget process, we will come again.
Yes.
And if somehow the people who are responsible don't make it right, then we're going to have more to say about it.
Yes.
I want to say this. I want to thank all of you all for coming out here today, for getting on the buses, in the cars, on the trains, and doing the right thing. Because if we don't rally and let people know how we feel about this, then somebody will say, where were you? How come you didn't bring people here? Well, let me tell you something. I think people know where we are. They know where we are. They know we care about this system, and they know we use the system. Not just in Philadelphia, but all around the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Folks, I want to thank you for coming. I want to thank these great labor leaders for leading this charge, because we will not quit until they are fully funding our transit system and that they take away the plan to raise the fares and take away the plan to reduce the service. God bless you. Have a great day. Thank you.